I hereby introduce to you Mr. Michael Veazey.
Hi, amazing FBAs. Welcome to the show. I've got a question for you. Do you believe that Amazon is saturated, that it is a busted flush as a business model? If you do, then I think you need to listen to this. I want to be very clear. This episode is for those who are not yet on Amazon or sort of playing with the business model, but not really committed to it. Now, that's a whole other question, the question of commitment. And when do you commit and how much do you commit, et cetera, et cetera. But for today, I want to keep it clean. So I think my answer to this splits into two parts. First of all, I think it's true that if you've got £1,000 in your pocket and your business model is research using magical tools that give you numbers, and then suddenly go and buy $5,000 worth of stuff from China in step two, then I think you're on the wrong track. And that is one reason why it's been an obvious business opportunity for me, as well as a way to help my listeners and followers generally, to create an Amazon course. And I haven't done that until this point because I didn't feel that the traditional course that I was taught in serves us very well. It might have worked in late 2013. And there's a reason for that. And that's because the sales were growing on Amazon year on year about 20%. Now, that is still the case. But what happened is there was a massive surge in demand and people coming onto the platform, which wasn't really met by supply. So there was a huge opportunity, and therefore one could be pretty slack in your research and actually get somewhere. Nowadays, there is still an opportunity, but you have to be a little bit more sophisticated than that. So that old business model, I think, is broken, and it works still, but only for those with deep pockets. So I would say at least £10,000 upwards, and with really a lot of confidence in their abilities, you're willing to take big knockbacks as opposed to small knocks. Everybody's got to take the lumps. And if you're not willing to do that, then I don't think you should be any form of entrepreneur whatsoever. And in fact, you're going to find life as a whole pretty challenging. But some people are like that. And if that's you, if you're very risk averse, then I guess you have to be real about that. You have to be honest. And I don't think entrepreneurship's for everybody. And I don't think it should have to feel like it should be either. It's very fashionable. It's certainly for me. I'm not a person that wants to be an employee again. I can't do that. I have to have my own thing. That's my nature. It would have been untrue to myself to try and climb the corporate ladder. Equally, for some other people, it's not the right thing to try and, you know, be an entrepreneur. So be real about that. But assuming for now that it is, and I'll talk about that, the mindset and that decision, is being an entrepreneur right for you? Assume for now that it is online the right sort of thing for you in the broadest sense of all the online opportunities? I mean, there are offline opportunities like trading or property that can work very well for some people. I think you should choose a business model. And then having chosen Amazon in general, or on the verge of choosing it, is it viable? I would say yes. Is it viable with the old business model? No. So is there an alternative? Is the obvious next question. My answer is yes. And I'm pleased to say that having worked for almost 2 years now with mentoring clients one-to-one and for about a year and a half with masterminds in various guises and at various levels, I feel that I'm ready now to kind of formulate in an absorbable way a business model that doesn't just go from A to Z in one leap, like Superman leaping over a tall building. Because I'm not Superman and you aren't probably either. And if you're still listening to this, you're probably in the position where you're trying to decide, yeah, is this Amazon thing for real? And if so, how do I find a way in that is got the potential to scale up and make me money, but that is not some massive risk up front? And I'm all for risk reduction, but you've got to take a calculated risk. But what I think is that most people rely on research too much, if at all, and they do not do proper research. And above all, though, they do not get things out in the marketplace to see if the market actually responds. Do they give you money? What conversion rate do you have? What price point can you sell at? What sort of sales volume do you do at a certain price point? Those are sorts of questions that we need to know. And to some extent, we try and answer them with research, with tools like Jungle Scout, AZ Analyzer, which is my new favorite toy it's pretty serious, but my new favorite software for doing product research. And those are very important, and using the right tools is important. And I believe AZ Analyzer, for example, is one of the most serious tools I've ever come across, and it's created by a serious seller, and that's Reed Mensa, M-E-N-S-S-A. And if you haven't checked that out yet, then you can go and find out about that from a recent podcast interview I did with Reed at www.amazingfba.com/Reed, R-E-E-D. But nevertheless, once you've done great research, and that doesn't just limit itself for tools, but you look off Amazon as well, that's part of the better business model, is not just using tools that look at Amazon. You need to be using social media cues and even good old Google to just research around the subject. That's something that Reed has been talking about. I've been exploring that more and more within the confines of my own masterminds and ones I'm a member of. So that's part of the picture. The other part of the picture, though, is simply this, that you shouldn't be going straight out having no knowledge of selling anything ever if you have no business experience, or if you do but never sold online, and even if you have but you've never experienced Amazon, I don't think you've got any business going straight to China and buying $10,000 worth of stuff or whatever the order is, even $5,000. I think you need to just learn the system on Amazon. And for that, the best model is retail arbitrage, or even, you know, just selling stuff in your house. Any form that gets you familiar with the Amazon systems. And you need a step-by-step guide if you're going to learn that quickly and efficiently. Of course, you can do it yourself. You can reinvent the wheel if you want. I think I'd rather just pay a modest amount of money proportionate to what I'm learning and learn it from somebody who's already been there. So I speed up the learning curve, because I think the opportunity cost, and this is one of the things I've learned from the last, 3 years of being an online entrepreneur of some kind, opportunity cost is way bigger than you think it is at the beginning. You think the money in your pocket's important? Of course it is. But the opportunity cost of wasting even 3 or 6 months, never mind 2 years of your life, not doing something when you could be, is colossal. If you think about the amount of money that you waste by not being online and not having a good business, it's massive. I mean, I would have wasted, you know, north of $100,000 if I had not got online within the last couple of years alone. And that's just off the top of my head. I haven't even crunched the numbers. It's probably much bigger than that. But it's amazing how much your time really is worth when you really look at it in a proper way. Bearing that in mind, I think the first thing to do is to get cracking quickly with expertise behind you in some retail arbitrage or something like that. Not as a business model in itself, because I don't teach that particularly. I do know people who do, but that isn't my thing. And then it's prelude to private label, but we need to learn the training wheels. How do you sell on Amazon? The basic stuff. The next thing to do is then to get out and test a market in a bigger size order, like a wholesale order or something like that, and then to scale up to private label. So you have several bites at the cherry before you commit to a big order. So not only do you personally know how to run an Amazon business better, but you also have a much better feedback from the marketplace about a particular product line that you have in mind. So bearing that in mind, I'm calling this the space shuttle model rather than the moonshot. Moonshot is you prepare everything, you've got one shot, it works, or it's a disaster. Space shuttle, we can go in and out of space many times. And I'm going to be offering face-to-face training in this. I'm not going to do an online course to start with. That is coming down the pipe probably, and I'll keep you informed. We're going to do some face-to-face training. I've teamed up with Christian Rodwell of Escape the Rat Race blog and podcast, Escape the Rat Race Radio. If you want to listen to the podcast, it's at etrr.online. And he has really cool guests like Roger Hamilton, Daniel Priestley, and other people exploring a few different business models. Broadly speaking, it's online businesses of all kinds, including this one, and property and trading, as in stocks and shares and that sort of thing. Up till now, he's not really been dealing with the option of e-commerce. So that's where I come in. So we are together going to be creating a couple of taster sessions. And then on my first ever full kind of course, it's going to be split over 3 days to deal with everything. So niche, source and launch. Niching is product research. What should you sell? Source is how to get it. And then launch is how to get it out there. So to put it in other words, source is find out what they want. Source is go get it, and launch is and give it to people, right? Go get it and give it to them. So as a prelude to that, for £20 plus, I think, a booking fee online, you can come along on the Tuesday, the 20th of April, 6:30 to 8:30 in central London. We're not going to be putting this all around the UK. And if you're outside the UK, you're out of luck, I'm afraid, unless you can get on a plane or Eurostar from Paris. And also Tuesday, the 10th of April, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., £20 plus a couple of pounds booking fee. If you want to check that out, go to amazingfba.com/taster, T-A-S-T-E-R. amazingfba.com/taster, and you can find out a bit more about it. But really, if you're in London and if you're even semi-serious about finding out about how to really make money using Amazon rather than a fantasy of it or a dangerous, risky approach, the reality of how to build a solid business step by step as opposed to in one go, then you need to get yourself down there. If you're in London or you can get to London, amazingfba.com/taster. And as I say, those dates are Tuesday, 20th of April, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. or Tuesday, 10th of April. And we'll be running a full day workshop for those who want to go in depth and actually get launched properly. And I'll tell you more about that in future episodes. Thanks for listening. And take what I say seriously. Don't start subscribing to some course that tells you that you can go from research to private lending in one go without high risk being incurred. That, I don't believe, is any good in 2018. It's an old school model. Learn the new school and you will still benefit and get loads of money on Amazon. Thanks for listening. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. I really appreciate it. Now, over to you. First, 80-20 everything. Learn the critical few. Maybe there's one thing in this podcast that can make all the difference. Find that thing. 20% of inputs, give 80% of the outputs. Which are the critical few for you? Then take action. Imperfect action beats perfect inaction every single time. Finally, and not least, review. If you've made mistakes, learn from them. If you've made a success, duplicate it. You can't do that unless you look back. So in summary, learn the critical few, then do, then review. And then, my friend, it's up to you. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. Speak to you in the next episode.